Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. My name is Brittany. I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend, and I hope you guys were able to, you know, relax with your families. I know the black people were really not celebrating Independence Day, so hopefully you guys did something instead of just sitting around like people may have wanted you to do. They did blackout. They had that announcement on Instagram. I'm not sure if everyone followed that, but they did a blackout 4th of July. So for me and my family, we went to North Carolina. We went to Charlotte to visit some family and enjoyed them very much and spent time with them. I had a really good time. I actually explored the city, and that is the city that I am relocating to. I was very reluctant to say it on here because some people will pray for your downfall. But I'm not worried about it. God got me. I'm so secure in this plan that I have worked out to get to where I know he wants me to be. And I know that he wants me to be in Charlotte. So I'm excited about the move, and I'm excited about the new things that I'll be discovering there. For whatever growth I'm looking forward to, I just know that I want growth. I just know that I need it. I'm excited about it. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. I had a long weekend. It was a lot of driving. You know, I was very tired, but you know, when you got stuff to do, you got to find the strength to do it. And I did. So I've been taking rest. So that's why this podcast is also being posted late, because I had a long weekend and things like that. So today I'm going to talk about the issues of sex, right? And I always talk about Black Lives Matter movement, which is still moving and getting as much oxygen as we still have to get this. We can't not talk about it. We have to keep this moving. Okay. Cause if we let it die out, then of course the cycle is going to continue. We have to break that cycle. We have to be loud about it. Hopefully people are registering to vote. It's 2020. The election is this year. We have to vote, get in the booths. Let's do it. I used to think that my vote did not count, but it's important that we understand that we don't have any proof to show that. If you do, please inbox me. You know my Facebook, Brittany Carter, BrittneyCarter, and also my other social medias are on that site. I forgot to say that on my last two segments. So if you want to find me on social media, please, you can find me on Facebook and you'll see all of my handles and social media names on there. Yes. Today I'm talking about the issues of sex. This is part two. The last segment was on issues of sex, but this one is going to be part two. And I have a very special guest that's going to be on here today. Her name is Miss Kia Tisby, which she'll be introducing herself. So please welcome her and open up your mind and your ears about this. I said this on the last one. If you're not open to talking about sex, then please get off of this segment. This is not the segment for you.
Hey there.
Hey,
how's it going?
Let me tell you what I did. First of all, I came home and I started drinking all this fucking champagne, and I'm like a little drunk right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to drink that much. It was so good, I just kept guzzling it, and now I'm falling over in my bed.
Oh, goodness. It must be really good. What kind is it?
What the hell? It's a Pride bottle. It says Barefoot Bubbly Limited Edition Pride 2020. I guess it's a bottle I have to keep. I don't know. I got it from a friend of mine.
So
ooh.
I was
like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I am Kia Tisby. My government full name is Nakia Tisby. I am Nakia Tisby. My friends refer to me as Coach Key affectionately. I am the author of Trauma, A Story of Healing and Redemption. I'm also brand ambassador for Fabulux Loni, where we specialize in women health and all things beauty. So check me out on Facebook at Therafoodie. That is my blog that I use as a platform to bring more awareness to mental health, social issues, as well as fun, healthy foods.
That sounds good. Go check it out, guys. It's important that we support each other, and it's important that we get knowledge. So go learn some things. It just seems like it's a lot of knowledge in it, and you could definitely do something with it. I'm a very big believer in mental health awareness. So that's another thing too. We have to get educated, not for just ourselves, but for our friends and our families, because you never know who needs it. So
yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Yes. So I met you, Miss Kia, through a mutual friend, and we've been friends for, it's been a short time, but it feels like it's been forever.
It does, doesn't it? It really does. I mean, I met you and you asked me a question and it just went from there. Like, I just really loved how intrigued you are about life and how curious you are about people and the sociology of just the everyday dynamic. And I think that's what draws me to you. You're not afraid to question anything. And I love that, because that's how I am. I question everything.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, we have good conversations. We do have good conversations.
We do, always.
So today I wanted to get into part two of issues of sex. And Miss Kia is going to elaborate when it comes to different relationships and dynamics between people, whether it's your ex, whether it's your friend, and y'all end up having sex and things like that. So we're gonna get into some more deeper topics as far as what sex can do as far as causing issues or wedges between people. Yes, Miss Kia, you're married, correct?
I am.
How long have you been married? I never asked you that.
We've been married for 11 years, but we've been together for 12.
12? Oh, y'all got married quick. I know that's right.
We did.
Don't waste no time.
Yeah, she snatched me up real quick.
Nothing wrong with it. I understand you're such a beautiful person. You have a beautiful soul and spirit.
Thank you. So, thank you. So do you. So do you, for real.
I try. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to ask you, what could be an issue when it comes to having threesomes?
Ooh, what can be the issue? Blurred lines. I think that when it comes to a couple and they decide that they want to bring another person into the bedroom, I think that they need to at first understand, you know, what is this all about? Like, are they going in it for fun, or are they going into it because they're looking for an additional person to get into the relationship? Like, I think in the beginning, there needs to be boundaries set as far as how this threesome is going to work. I think that the person who's coming in needs to understand that you're not coming in as a third. We're just wanting to have fun. But I think if it's one of those situations, which is another topic, if they want to add someone else to the relationship and it becomes a polyamorous relationship, then they really need to sit down and have a discussion about who's the head, who's the tail, and who's the neck. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because I think people really don't understand their roles when it comes to a three-way relationship. But with a three-way or a threesome, as far as having fun, I think that it needs to be agreed upon with the couple that's looking for that third person to come into the bedroom just for fun. They need to understand that this is just for fun. And they need to know that after it's over with, like, the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever, they're not reaching out to this person on the side, having an existential relationship outside of their committed relationship. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
Totally. Things I never even thought of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember I had someone to confront me and ask me and my partner if we wanted a third. And I was like, a third? I said, a third what? And she was just like, you know, someone, she was like, both of you guys work so hard and you have a lot on your plate and there's so much to do. It's neat. And sometimes I know that your schedule gets hectic and her schedule gets hectic and you all can't take care of each other like you need to. You need to have someone to come in to cook for you guys, make sure the house stays clean, make sure the clothes are washed. I can be that person for you and I can love on you both. And I was just like, you done really thought this out, haven't you, little bit? And she was just like, yeah, I have, because it's been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. So I had to let her know, like, no, we're not looking for a third. We're fine just the way we are. But I appreciate it.
Right.
But it really made me think about how
how different and how open people are to things, mm-hmm. especially when they sit mm-hmm. back and they observe your lifestyle and they're attracted to you, but then they're also attracted to your partner. They might, you know, right. say, you know what I'm saying? They might be willing to be that third person. Like, okay, well, you don't want a third person in the relationship, but I can be a third person for fun as long as it's just me. So I'm like, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the topic of threesomes is very, it's still taboo and it's still a very broad topic because mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. a very broad, because threesomes can go any way. It can be for fun, mm-hmm. one night stand. It can be someone that you have as a long-standing partner that you all have a threesome with. It's not a relationship. This is just the person that you agreed to bring into the bedroom to have sex with. And then it's the other part that we want to be in a relationship with this person and we have a throuple. So it's like when you talk about threesomes, like when you want to really get into it and sink your teeth into it, we have to figure out what exactly is the purpose of the threesome. What's the purpose of it? Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. And so that's mm-hmm. where the totally. Blurred line comes in. You don't know why are you yeah. doing it? You need to have a reason why. I'm fascinated by the topic, but I'm mm-hmm. just not, I don't know if I'm a candidate mm-hmm. for it, because I'm very jealous and possessive.
Right.
I'm very jealous mm-hmm. and possessive, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the conversations you think should be had before you start a relationship when it comes to sex? Because some people say, you know, you really can't talk about sex too soon before you know, while you're dating and things like that. But I think that there are some things that need to be talked about. So what things do you think need to be talked about before entering or continuing to date for a relationship?
As far as sex is concerned,
yes, okay. Sex, when it comes to sex interests, fantasies, things that you would like, things that you know, do and want to keep doing types of deals.
Well, I think it's just that. Because for me, when I was dating and I met someone I was interested in, of course, in the early stages, sex is going to come to the table. Like, it's just going to come up. It's one of those topics that intrigues us when we meet someone new. And I think the goal mm-hmm. should be, when you are in the beginning stages of getting to know someone, go ahead and start that foreplay. Go ahead and start asking those questions, things that you're curious about. Go ahead and start planting seeds. Because I know for me, sex starts in the mind. And if I'm not captivated, mm-hmm. if I'm not captivated mentally, it's going to be real hard to get me into bed. You can tell me,
right.
You can tell me you're the world's best kisser, north and south, but that doesn't intrigue me if my mind is not stimulated. So I think being very honest about things that you like sexually and things that you don't like sexually, I think that needs to be discussed in the beginning. But just because we're talking about sex doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to have sex. So I think that's something that really needs to be put out on the table, because I need to know that I'm going to have someone who's going to please me, who's willing to be open-minded and try new things. Someone who's not going to put a muzzle on my desires, and they're willing to meet me where I am and learn new things. So yeah, I think that the whole kit and caboodle needs to be discussed. And I think that as women of today, I think that they're very empowered sexually. They know that mm-hmm. they can talk about sex and not necessarily have to have sex with the person. But you still have some men and some women who think just because we're talking about sex, this means that we're going to have sex. And that's not necessarily the case.
Right. I definitely think that people should talk about threesomes in those conversations before, because, you know, you get in a relationship with someone and then 5 years later they talking threesomes, and you know that you're like, me personally, I'm not into threesomes only because I'm a very jealous person.
Yeah.
And possessive when it comes to my partner sexually, like, I'm not sharing them.
I think that when it comes to sex, when it comes to threesomes, when it comes to foursomes, when it comes to orgies, when it comes to all of that extra stuff, your mind will play tricks on you. That's why I would have to say the very first thing that needs to be understood to prevent blurred lines: love yourself. Mm-hmm. Be secure with yourself. Yes. And who you are, so that when this other person comes around, you don't feel intimidated. And I think that if you know who you are and you meet someone and they say, hey, I like threesomes, or I like to watch other people have sex, or I like to have people watch me have sex, whatever, and you know that that's mm-hmm. not something that you're into, or you know that's something that you're not going to do, don't commit yourself to this person, because you're not going to be able to give them what they desire.
Right.
You're not going to be able to do it. You need to, it takes a very secure person to handle a threesome. It takes a very secure person, because it is going to be something that's exciting for your partner if you bring someone else in. And if they find, You got to expect them to be like, well, dang, you know, like, ooh, she is fine, or ooh, he is fine. They looked at you like that as well, you know, in the beginning. Well, how do you think it happened that they got you, you know? So it's a lot. It's a lot.
How to try new things with your partner. So if you had certain desire that maybe you guys never done before, how do you approach that type of conversation, and how could it become issues if you do it the wrong way?
Ooh, that's good. That's a good question. I'm gonna start with the issues first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I think, you know, when you're going to your partner and you say, I want to try something different, like, say, for instance, you want to watch porn together. Mm-hmm. And you want to try some of the things that they're doing on the porn. I think mm-hmm. the only way for that to go wrong is if you are with a partner who doesn't have an open mind, which mm-hmm. that takes me back to what I said previously. You uh-huh. need to have the conversation regarding sex before you even have sex, so you can know this person and their sexual appetite, sexual needs, sexual curiosities. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. And I think that a lot of people need to learn to express themselves sexually and not be afraid to say the things that they like, the things that they want to try, and what turns them on. I think that some people are very, they're very introverted, and they may not really know what they like sexually because they haven't tried different things, or they haven't had the person, or they haven't had a person, I'm sorry, to introduce them to new sexual things. So right. I think the only way for it to go wrong is if they are very square-minded, mm-hmm. Or they're just uber shy and don't want to be inhibited. They don't want to be uninhibited, because they're very inhibited. They're very reserved. Mm-hmm. And I think that can cause a problem, because there's nothing wrong with watching a porn with your partner and experimenting with some of the things that they see are being done on TV. But if you're with someone who's a stiff and they don't want to do that, then it's just like, okay, I'm bored. We need to try something different, because this is important to the relationship. Sex is important. And I think that we need to try new things. I think this will bring some of the spark back into our relationship if we do this. I mm-hmm. think that a person is more receptive. I think now a person is more receptive to trying something if they know that it's needed. And sex is important. It's very important. It's right up there with your financial well-being, I think.
I would have to agree, like, 110%.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a high sex drive and you know that you want to be satisfied and things like that.
Yeah.
You can't
just dodge all that shit and be dealing with someone for years and then discover, like, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. You discover that we're not sexually compatible. And that's just not, and that's not fair. That's not fair to the person who's a square. And it's not fair to the person that's an open individual. Because for every square person that likes vanilla sex, it's another person out there that likes vanilla sex. Let them be together.
I really can't.
I am so, like, this is like, I love these questions. Oh my God.
So what would you have to say about sexual health when it comes to men or women, or just basically being healthy as far as, you know, women's or men's sexual health?
The first healthy thing that I recommend to any and everyone, which I'm hoping that everyone is already doing this, is to take a bath or a shower every day, especially after strenuous activities. Keeping your body clean is number one. Keeping your body clean, and by body, that means from head to toe, from foot to head, however you want to look at it. You need to have proper dental hygiene, okay? Sexy mouth, because I don't think I would prefer someone with jacked up breath on my yoni, because you might make it stink, sorry. But, just an overall general clean person where you take showers every day and you practice good hygiene. That's very, very important. And I think it's really important for women who are experiencing very strong menstrual cramps, very heavy bleeding with their cramps, really intense cramps when they're on their cycles. I think that it's important for them to understand the benefits of steaming. There is a lot of benefits. It helps with inconsistency, which is where we have bladder issues and when we laugh, we tinkle a little. Vaginal steams help with that. It helps with fibroids. It helps with cramps. It helps with just keeping the overall area clean, healthy, and smelling good. You have yoni pops, which are good. They rejuvenate, detoxifies, and strengthens. So if you're doing your Kegels and you do yoni pops, you should be good with keeping it tight and right down there. Yeah, I recommend feminine washes for women. Feminine washes are a great way to keep your pH balance and help with odor. And it helps to prevent bacterial growth. One of my company that I am brand ambassador for, Fabulous Yoni, we specialize in selling yoni steams, yoni pops, vaginal cleansings, and things of that nature. So for men, I think it's really healthy. And women, I think we all need to understand also that good hygiene starts as well inside out. We need to have a healthy diet and watch what we put into our bodies, because you are what you eat. You are what you eat. And certain things that you eat can cause your body to have odor. Like if you eat heavy garlic, curry, things of that nature, that's going to come out. So women, always make sure that you eat something sweet and tasty, fruits, vegetables, you know, because that helps with your pH balance as well. For men, I always recommend that they exercise regularly. Even if it's just walking, that helps with their testosterone, that helps with their blood circulation, and it keeps the blood flowing down there south so that they can always be able to rise to the challenge. So, so it's important that they look at their health from the inside out as well.
So what would you say about getting tested regularly?
I think that getting tested regularly is important. It's important to know your status. It really is. And it's so crazy that we're talking about getting tested for HIV and making sure that you know your status. It's almost like COVID. You actually want to have someone tested to see if they have COVID before you lay down with them, because you just don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's 2020. It's things are changing for a very long time. This is crazy. Yeah.
It is very crazy. So it's important to know your status, not only for your benefit, but for the benefits of others. And nowadays, it's not HIV and AIDS is not as taboo as it used to be. They have tons of drugs on the market now that helps you PrEP. Descovy, they have that for PrEP. So you can take that if you are with a partner who does have HIV, you take that, and that helps to kind of guard you from catching the virus, so to speak. I don't think anything's 100%, but they do have things out here for it. There's no cure, but they do have things out here to protect you from it. And they have things to sustain you if you do have it. So a lot of people are living their best life HIV positive or with AIDS. But personally, I just think for me, when I was dating, I needed to know the status of my individual that I was interested, because I just didn't want to be exposed. I don't want to be exposed.
I mean, your life depends on it. Why not?
It does. Your life does depend on it.
Do you have anything that you would like to say about sex?
Sex can be fun if it is mixed with the right cocktail. And by cocktail, what I'm meaning is if it's two individuals together and they have an open mind and they want to explore and engage in extracurricular activities together or separate, that they have a clear understanding of each other and that they love each other past any existential thing that they do. Like, they love them beyond all of that. They understand them enough that they are able to explore, have an extra partner, or if they want to go together and find another partner. It just needs to be two people who are willing to love each other and who are willing to grow. Because as you grow older, your appetite changes. It might not go anywhere. It might stay the same. But as time goes on in a relationship and you all are starting to grow older together, it's certain things that we need to be open to doing to keep our relationship spicy, whether we're playing with toys, watching videos together, talking about sex, practicing Kama Sutra, all those things to keep the relationship spicy. And for those who are in open relationships, I think communication is extremely important. It's extremely important so that you're able to have fun and that no one feels left out.
Well, I really do appreciate you coming on today and speaking on those very broad topics with me. Yeah. I really do appreciate it.
So, I'm so glad you had me. I'm so glad that you invited me onto your show. I really am. I'm honored.
I'm honored as well. You're so wise when it comes to sex. I might have to call you separate and ask you some questions.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. So don't forget, guys, to go on her Facebook page and make sure you guys look into. Go ahead and explain your book and your the website again for your products as
okay.
well.
Okay, so I am a blogger at Therafoodie. That is TheraFoodie, and you can find me on Facebook. I am also the author of Trauma, A Story of Healing and Redemption. The book is basically about my journey with surviving bullying at a young age and how it affected my early adult life. And also, I am brand ambassador for Fabulux Yoni and Fabulux Products. We are a 360 beauty company that specializes in all things well, from the Yoni to makeup, to hair, to stylish clothing. And that's fabulux.com. And you can also find us on Facebook's Fabulux and Fabulux Yoni.
Well, go check it out. Go support. And do not forget to register to vote, guys. It's very important that we do this for our communities. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and you'll be hearing from me again first thing at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Love you guys, and don't forget to register to vote. You like 9 to 5.